weight of love on my shoulder. I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder. But the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I'm trying to make it, play the part but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I'm trying to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. It's holding on, holding on. Times that were harder, I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I try to make it, play the part but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I try to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on. And it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, playing the part but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, holding on.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
And this is Take Me to the Alley, one mic, one take.
Preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing, but they will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, oh, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a part. me to the alley. Take me to the afflicted one. Take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. Rest here, lonely one, hungry one.
And that's Gregory Porter. Take me to the alley.
Rest here in my garden.
And that's a different take from his album from this year. But we're going to get into a show that I did with Michael Ingram back in 1997, tonight on African Rhythms. Stick around. It's going to be fun.
Oh, and welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones, and that was True Reflection. And welcome, Mike Ingram. We have you back. Nice to have you back again.
Nice to be back, David.
Yeah. Mike Ingram's going to help me weave through the wonderful world of soul music. You know how I love to do these all-soul editions. Mike, having such a success on the show last time, so enlightening to find out how much you've learned yourself about the soul music and living in New York. I certainly don't think that hurt.
No.
We're starting with some group soul, and that was True Reflection, and you're telling me, even though it was a Philly-produced, they were actually a New York band.
True Reflection was a New York band, and like a lot of bands that didn't get big label contracts or, you know, play for their subsidiaries, it was very much like that. We talked about New York being a kind of locked market if you didn't work with the big two. True Reflection was typical of that. If you didn't get off right away, a lot of times you got lost in the sauce, but everything about the song is Philly because
production.
It was recorded at Sigma Sound, very famous recording studio. That's where all of the Philadelphia International stuff was done. Norman Harris has a prominent role on there, and I believe Major Harris as well.
Yeah, that one was arranged by Ronnie Baker, and then there's Vince Montana. I mean, these are all like key names in the Philly sound.
Very much so. Montana remembered those things, and he incorporated those string arrangements later on when he took over South Soul.
Yeah, and as I said, the Philly national anthem, I believe this track was called The Ebonies, and what an incredible record from 1973 on the Sound of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You remember this one, Mike?
Yeah, I tell you, for nothing else, we talked about how Philadelphia International was so musically pure as far as the arrangement, how everything was always well done. This song has drama all over it. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful ballad.
Yeah, and here it is, You're the Reason Why.
Baby, haven't got much to give.
Hey, hey, baby.
And don't know what I'll get.
Ooh, boy, I know.
Is if you love me.
Hey, hey, hey.
We can make it, baby.
We can make it if we try. We can make it.
Oh, darling.
Just rely on me. Oh, baby.
I know things happen rough.
Hey, hey, baby.
And sometimes, little girl, the going is tough.
Ooh, boy,
if you stay with me,
hey, hey, hey,
we can make it, baby.
We can make it if we try. We can make it.
I know we can.
Just rely on me. We can make it. Oh, yes, we can.
Bread, turn your head.
Cause girl, without true love, a soul might as well be dead. Sugar, 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 sugar.
Make the world go round.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. CITR.ca. Tune in on podcast.
Stylistics, and before that we had the Originals, and Mike Ingram is my special guest from the Afro News, and we're going to hear a little bit about that later. And how about that, Mike? A classic.
I tell you, more importantly, it shows part of the trend back then that the groups that were into the sexy soul had that falsetto as the foundation of their sound. You know, we just heard Russell Tompkins Jr., lead singer of the Stylistics.
Yeah.
And his beautiful voice. And, you know, that's something you don't hear today. A lot of falsettos, I mean, well, not that the voice is non-existent, but it's just not used because it seems nowadays the ear is geared to the...
Yeah, the moments who we're going to hear a little bit later. A great example of a lot of falsetto singing. I mean, all their hits have falsetto.
That was their ingredient. Harry Ray and the Delphonics as well with the Hart Brothers. The falsetto took the lead, and back then it was the epitome of male singing.
So we're going to listen to The Spinners now. I believe this is one of your favorite songs. This is from 1973, and this was, I guess, their debut record.
This was on their debut record after...
I'll Be Around.
Be Around. Spinners had a better advantage than some of the sexy soul groups in the fact that they had signed with Atlantic, so they had Atlantic's distribution machine behind them. Their stuff was played on mainstream radio a lot quicker than a lot of the other groups. Groups like the Delphonics and the Stylistics, they were in smaller markets, and they had to sell a lot of product, you know, hand in glove, like already in the cash register before they got picked up by a larger distributor to move their stuff.
Yeah, and we're certainly going to get into some of that more obscure soul as we get into it. We got a little bit of Windy City later, which is definitely a great example of a group who never really got recognition, so a lot of their stuff's on small labels, hard to get. Soul collectors only get to appreciate it, which is kind of unfortunate, but hopefully they'll be like me and play on the radio and turn other people onto the stuff. But yeah, let's listen to this beautiful track now. How Could I Let You Get Away? It's from the Spinners' debut record, which is a great one to get because it has Ghetto Child, Could I Believe I'm Falling in Love, I'll Be Around. I mean, the hits just go on and on.
Yes, indeed.
You, like parents often do.
From the Spinners' debut.
This was on their debut record.
Would care for me, and you showed me the true meaning of love. In a world of hatred, you showed me compassion. I could never repay
keep the sound.
Natural Four, and that's on Curtum Records, a Chicago label. A great example of that sound. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Leroy Hudson behind that as far as producing. Chicago was pretty much Gene Chandler and Curtis Mayfield's turf, and Leroy Hudson, another ex-Impression.
Yeah, Brunswick Records, some of their stuff was Chicago bounds for sure.
Very much Chicago bound. Yeah. I know Jackie Wilson, who had a bittersweet experience with Brunswick, would have liked an opportunity to have spun off from that. But yeah, Chicago was a music hub, and you know, those four mentioned people were the folks that were really behind the soul scene back then.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to a Jackie track a little bit later. We just got to pack so much stuff in right this first hour. Mike Ingram and myself, we're just on African Rhythms here, and we're just checking out Group Soul, and by 9 o'clock we'll have been through quite a bit of soul territory. We've got, I was saying to Mike during this song that how could we do a Group Soul segment of the show without playing the supreme master falsetto, Ronald Isley.
Ooh, so sweet.
One of them.
Master musician, master singer, falsetto being the most difficult of instruments to maintain over the course of a career, but Ronnie Isley and Smokey Robinson, probably the two most prominent falsettos that we know of in the modern era. But again, it's a very difficult thing to do because the falsetto has such a high margin for error as far as maintenance is concerned. You can lose it a lot quicker than you can lose any other parts of your range when it comes to the singing voice.
Yeah, and then the Isleys, I mean, starting with Motown and then, you know, weaving through their career, T-Neck, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, through into the 80s. And this is a track from the 80s, a beautiful one for the love of you.
A T-Neck track as well. This was when they were on their own. They had put together a thing with their brother-in-law, Chris Jasper, and two of the other younger brothers, Marvin, I believe, and David, who hadn't been around them before but was kind of like on the fringes. And they put their thing out there with the 3-on-3 album, which was Ernie Isley's, you know, big hit with that lady with his guitar solo when they found out that Jimmy had
Summer Breeze was on that one.
Summer Breeze, a lot of stuff. Hello Is Me, the Todd Rundgren remake.
Yeah, we're going to listen to Harvest for the World a little bit later, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I love that song.
But they had a solid 3-4 year chunk of time there where everything they were putting out was just really coming off, and they were getting good exposure. Everyone was really rediscovering Ronnie Isley and the Isleys.
Yeah, and here's a special number, For the Love of You.
Yeah. Just about all that I can do. Waiting you,
CITR 101.9 FM. CITR.ca. Tune in on podcast right there.
And that's the Dramatics. And that's L.J. Reynolds. Who was the falsetto on that, Mike?
Falsetto on that one was Larry Demps. You find with a lot of the stuff that we're going through in this first hour, there are a lot of three-man, four-man, and five-man groups. That particular album, The Dells versus the Dramatics, you have two five-man groups there, and you have your basic harmonies. You have your tenor, your baritone, your second baritone. And because there were no real true bassos except for Melvin Franklin of the Temptations back then.
So,
and L.J. in that particular song, it was a defining moment for the Dramatics because that was his first turn with them. Elbert Watkins, who was the person that he replaced in the group, was a second baritone. And you hear his work more on earlier songs like In the Rain and Toast to the Fool.
Right. Well, now, I mean, when I hear L.J.'s fiery voice there, I think David Ruffin. You know, that's what it sums up for me.
Very much so.
And this fiery, soulful, intense kind of, you know, that you can never really get enough of, you know, that kind of voice.
And
you know?
L.J. had to turn it down a couple of octaves as well, because L.J., when he was fronting his own group, Chocolate Syrup, did a song called Stop Your Crying, and he had a very, very sweet and powerful falsetto. But a lot of times what happens with the falsetto is that, like flash paper, it can burn real bright and then disappear. And I think L.J.'s left very quickly, and he just concentrated on scaling his stuff down. And
but what a wonderful voice. Even so, I mean, later on, he did Call Me, the Aretha tune, on his solo record when he was over in L.A. for Capitol Records, and that's pretty wonderful. Now, let's get into Windy City, obviously from the great Chicago, the great Windy City, and here is a group on a small label, Innovation. That's a very obscure label. Still, great quality.
I tell you, more often than not, regardless of the city, if there's a strong music background in the city, you're going to have lots of people who are out there trying to make it. I mean, it's no different where in Philly or New Orleans or anywhere else. And groups like Windy City that didn't get that one solid hit where someone really could take notice of them and you know, just roll with that, they get lost. But it's good that across the water, people are starting to really pay attention to them and kind of keep their memories alive.
That's
them back in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, in Japan, and as we said on the previous show, with the Voices from the Shadows, a British magazine, which focuses on all of the wonderful soul, the southern, the deep, the sweet soul, the group soul. And that's certainly how I found out about Windy City and groups like that. And it's written by another fellow I've talked of extensively over the years in doing African Rhythms, Sam Dees. And this track here, from Sam Dees, he had it on his one and only record from back then in the mid-70s, The Atlantic, The Show Must Go On, in which I consider the Van Gogh of soul music in some ways. Here is Windy City's version, Good Guys Don't Always Win.
Was your strength your leaning post when you are falling down? And whenever you felt alone, girl, I never let you be alone. You had a friend, and all you had to do was call.
Don't you love those old, crispy, well-worn pressings? You know, that one went to a few of the better parties, you know. But finally got to my home, only probably for about a quarter. So, hey, it's still worth having, even though it's a little worn.
intriguing change there, David. You see the song, Can't Hide Love. Now, a lot of folks may have heard this song sung by Maurice White, and because Earth, Wind & Fire, of course, covered
this.
Sounds
awful familiar to me, that one. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And probably Neji and a couple of other jazz artists also did instrumental versions of this very same song. Good example of a really, really good tune being translated well and still and coming out well in the translation.
Yeah.
The original song written by Skip Scarborough, it made it sense that it would eventually be Earth, Wind & Fire's property because he ended up doing a lot of stuff with Earth, Wind & Fire when they became very popular in during the mid-70s.
Yeah, and that was from their, 1973, I believe,
record. Creative Source.
Yeah, and that's their debut album, and it's another great record to look for.
To come and stop me weather.
listening to the All Soul edition of African Rhythms with my special guest from Afro News, Mike Ingram, who himself, being a connoisseur of the fine soul music and living and growing up in New York City, we've been discussing group soul for the first hour, and that was the Soul Children that ended that part, and we're going to start with the Soul Children also, who are a great example of gritty Southern soul, very much close to the church and gospel.
Very much so. Yeah. When you say Southern, you have to say gospel, and you know, you can't get away from any of that. It was a big difference between the sound coming out of Memphis and the cleaner, more mass-produced Motown sound.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there was a host of great songwriters. Homer Banks comes to mind. And labels like Aware Records, Hot Atlanta Sound, Dial.
Dial for Jotex.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Truth, who were an affiliate of Stax.
Yeah, Duke.
Glades, Lattimore's recorded label.
Yep, Duke was a Texas label. Yeah, Bobby Blue Bland coming out of there.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of wonderful stuff. And we'll start with Poem on the Schoolhouse Door, The Soul Children.
Not long ago, the Soul Children decided to go back home. And when we got there, we found the old neighborhood where we grew up wasn't there anymore. And the old field where we played ball after school. The railroad has made it a freight yard now. Since we were there, we felt it was a good time to look up some of our old friends. But the old gang, they're not around no more, cause time has brought about a change. But we just couldn't leave without visiting the old school where we once had attend. And when we got there, oh, Anita, won't you tell them what we found?
You know, I was disappointed when we got there, because we found a condemned sign hanging on the door. Yes, we did. Covered the campus, and we noticed a few window panes had been broken here and there. And oh, my mind began to drift back to the many, many times I stood on that old campus and sung the school alma mater. And it was there, yeah, Lord have mercy. I said it was there. Custom thing that the graduating class would always leave something to be remembered by those who were coming on behind us. My old friend Norman left a trophy to be remembered. Oh yes he did. And you left honorary records to be remembered. Oh yeah. And I left a citation as being the best majorette of the year. Yeah.
But you know what, children? What a name! This is
to you, baby. Oh, baby. To my head, and I love you so much, baby. Girl, I said, I but how I try not to see me. Won't you come on, see about me, girl? Since you've been gone, I haven't got used to being alone. Yeah.
To more of a southern soul direction, although that track actually, Sidney Joe Qualls is from Chicago. And he certainly sounds a lot like Al Green there, Mike.
That little swell there at the end there, that definitely was like Al Green-esque, if I guess you want to say. But you got to remember, Chicago was the way station for a lot of folks coming up from the Deep South. That was the big city to a lot of those folks down below the Mason-Dixon line.
So New Orleans and in the South is where a lot of the music has its roots in America, shall we say?
Well, again, you know, it's the church thing, because when you're back there from all the artists we just heard, you know, you can't get away from that gospel inflection. To a lot of those people, the mindset of singing down there was like, well, if you were able to make money singing, you didn't have a decent job. You weren't considered having a job because you were kind of like enjoying yourself, because back there, and especially in the South, education was stressed. So, you know, a job was like you went to school and you had your little job at the post office or working, if you sang was just like giving glory. Sang was something you did on Sunday, you know, going to church and stuff.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, the big transition, I guess, a lot of jobs opening up in the North. And would you say it was also the racism, too, that probably drove some people away from the South? I mean, in the North, perhaps it wasn't quite as radical?
To a lesser degree. Yeah. You'd have to understand that, like, in the South, you could make a living off the land if your mindset and your skills were that way and not feel poor. I mean, if you grew your own food and, you know, you had a way to make money, you know, you were all right in that regard. Mm. If you were in the Northeast and the industrial and the big cities like New York or Philly or everywhere, Chicago, where, you know, times might be hard and stuff like that, and you couldn't find a way, there's a little more logic in saying, well, you know, let me write about my pain and stuff like that. In the South, it didn't kind of flow that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, with Martin Luther King and what was all happening with that in the 60s, that was in the North, you had the freedom of rights thing happening, and they were, like, marching in the South. So I just got the impression that perhaps in the South that it was a tougher time.
It was tougher because the mindsets were different. In the South, there was definitely an obvious, like, well, I don't like you and you don't like me, and there were certain parameters that you never crossed. There was an understood thing, because to do so would lead to other things. And musically, that's very much the same thing. I think that's another reason why the Motown sound and the Memphis sound became so defined, because Barry Gordy wanted to reach everybody. He wanted some sort of music that would cross all the borders, because he had seen in the 50s people like Pat Boone, you know, cross over and make more money than Little Richard did, you know, singing his original tunes and stuff. So Barry Gordy never forgot that, and he wanted to touch on that. That's why he made the Motown sound this very palatable I can't call it schlocky, because it really wasn't. I mean, it was well thought out. It was quality.
It was the roots, if you will, of dance music today, because it was a slick with a production.
Very slick. It was diluted. It was very diluted. You know, I mean, the raw stuff was the type of stuff where they figured, well, no, we can't play this on radio. It's too obscene. Yeah. Not in the sense of the words, but just the overall flavor of it. It was just too hardcore in a lot of ways for a lot of folks. So
yeah, I mean, this would be a good time to say or to talk about Atlantic and how Atlantic... The difference being was, I think they saw the success of Motown, and then they saw other singers like Aretha Franklin, who were struggling for a sound and trying to be given all these different production, and really just some nice musicianship. And that was an interesting thing, that you got together in the South quality white musicians that loved the R&B and the blues roots, and they got together with the great soulful singers, and you had this wonderful combination.
Well, that was the key. See, they were sold on their sound. What they played was what everybody heard. Even though once you came out of church, you didn't deviate in that direction. This was the type of music that folks just did when they were sitting on the porch and whatnot, or just kicking back or relaxing, or when they all had people come over. You know, this was the type of stuff that they played. And everybody who was involved with that, they all had that one group love of this stuff. And if you could play, it didn't matter whether you were black or white. The only thing you're concerned with, do you give the same kind of feeling? Is it for real? That's what they wanted to hear.
Yeah, it was a pure music, just like pure country music is a pure music. It was very real. And let's hear Debbie Taylor, a great singer who slipped through the cracks, only ever had one album out, actually, and was on some different small labels. And this is a beautiful track entitled Check Yourself.
But I guess before I gotta go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver, if you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love.
And coming right up at the top of the hour, Spoken Word Radio with Brian and Skulls Hall.
It seems somewhere you must be losing your touch, 'cause your kisses don't have that fire.